Hello, everyone. This is your host, Esperanza Ray, and I want to welcome you to New Consciousness, New World, where our focus is spirituality at all levels, and that includes all types of topics. More importantly, we discuss things like ETs, especially we discuss what's coming up for the human race and our transition into a new level of consciousness. And from that main vision and mission, which is to get the word out on what's happening in our future as humanity evolves to the next level, it encompasses almost every aspect of the person, personal, psychological, spiritual, ET level, and on and on and on, paranormal, supernormal, superconscious, quantum levels, etc., etc. In the last show, we mentioned that this week we would be talking about the different levels of spirituality, or in a way, different aspects of our evolutionary spiritual growth and progress. However, we're going to make a change in that. We will be talking about that in the next show, which is in 2 weeks. Today, I opted to speaking about something which has to do also with our spiritual development and awareness. And specifically, it's from the perspective of those things in our life which are challenging, whether it be the loss of a loved one, a long-term illness of a loved one, a traumatic moment, accident, or, for example, having a trauma for a loved person or a trauma ourselves where our life is impacted at all levels. And that even can include being psychologically and physically abused by a partner. Today specifically, I wanted to talk to you about spirituality and the effects and the challenges of some unexpected and not necessarily desired events in our life, like a major illness, a passing of a loved one, or even finding an abusive relationship. The situation is, from a spiritual perspective, how can we make sense of that? And also, how can we grow, evolve, and move on? And possibly the key is moving on from a very positive perspective. You know that most of our events in our life, a lot of events in our life, are planned beforehand, before we come into being on this planet. And when I talk about planning beforehand, I'm talking about you, the infinite being that you are, your soul, spirit, that is infinite, that is limitless. So we're going to be talking about that today. And then I'd like to finish the show with a meditation on helping to relieve, release, and let go of all the negativity, leaving only that which is a positive memory, a positive recall of someone's impact in our life, or our own lessons in our life. Okay? So it's a very deep process for all of us, whether it is the aspect of us having to deal with a serious illness in our family, or whether we have to deal with the passing of whether it be a child, a parent, a significant other, even a friend, how traumatic that becomes and how stressful. And also, it shocks us a little bit into the limitedness of our physical being. Because in truth, who we truly are. We are divine beings made in the image of the Creator. We are infinite, limitless beings. And when we can acknowledge this truth, and when we can absorb this truth, and when we can apply it to our daily thoughts, actions, then we become transformed and we begin to become aware and awake. It's not easy having to deal with the passing of a loved one, or possibly more traumatic can be dealing with a long-term illness. And I'm going to share specifically my own personal experience and example. About 7 years ago, my father had a stroke. And since then, at that time, I was living in California, and I was not fully aware of what was happening. The family members oftentimes don't tell you all the facts because they don't want to stress, or they want to play down, or they themselves are to some degree in denial, or they don't want to worry you. Whatever the reason, at times, they don't necessarily tell you all the facts. And even when they do tell you some of the facts, because you're not present, you only hear bits and pieces. You're not there to fully see the details and the major impact on everyone. I remember when I first heard about my father having a stroke, the first thing I wanted to do was obviously fly down and come to check out how my father was doing and have a better understanding of what his situation was. And, you know, basically it was my family told me, no, you know, he's over it now. He's recovered and he's paralyzed, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well, when the first time I actually had an opportunity to come down, which was Christmas, about maybe 2 or 3 months after the facts, when I saw my father in bed, unable to walk, seeing a person who had always been extremely strong, his background was stonemasonry, so he was very, very strong because he was very, very physical, and his work required a great deal of strength and it built up muscle and basically it was, you know, he had a lot of strength and a lot of power in his physique, and it showed at a physical level, and it showed at a, you know, personality level as well. And I remember seeing him for the first time in a bed, and in reality it hit me, the severity of what the stroke had been. Now, I had seen the results of the stroke before on my mom, but they were minor. I mean, they were like the a little bit of the face was crooked from a little teeny weeny stroke, which is called ITA. And, you know, after a little bit of therapy, she was doing perfectly fine. She looked perfectly normal. Granted, I understood that this was a little more serious. I just did not understand how serious. And even if you, to some degree, understand, it's one thing to have words describe something to you and another to actually see things for yourself. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I believe that to be absolutely true. So I was almost literally broke out in tears, and I saw my father for the first time as a helpless person who needed to be taken care of, because not only did he could not walk, but basically he could not go to the bathroom. He could not feed himself because the stroke had affected his vocal cords. Well, not vocal cords, but the nerves that help you to swallow. It had affected the muscle parts on one side. Not a lot, but a little bit. So sometimes if he was not careful, he would cough and maybe even possibly there was a risk of choking. So he had to be fed. And on top of that, because he was diabetic, you had to feed him at certain times because a diabetic person, if their sugar levels drop, obviously they could die. So it was a shocker, to say the least. And when I finally moved about 2 years later, I moved back to the area. And specifically, I moved in with my parents so that I could help to do some caretaking, because at this point, my mom was doing most of the caretaking on her own. And I realized that it was really hard on her because, you know, she had to go somewhere like to do grocery shopping, or she had to run errands or go to the bank or whatever. And she was always stressed or edgy or on you know, hyped up, because she had to make sure that she got home in time to either feed, change, or do whatever was necessary for my dad. And since she was on her own, granted my brothers were close by, but they had their life and their jobs. So, and granted, she's an extremely, extremely independent person. So she was coping with that with a lot of grace, I have to say, and in a lot of strength, a lot of personal and spiritual and emotional strength, I would say. And I noticed that she was getting home and she was like, you know, like on edge, because did she make it in time? Could his sugar drop? You know, all this stuff that was going through her mind, because you make a plan to leave for an hour or two, but sometimes things take a little longer and anything can happen to someone who's unable to take care of themselves. Most of the time they're okay, but there is always that possibility. I mean, an adult is not like a baby you leave for 2 or 3 hours on their own. However, there are some common factors, and that's that they cannot get up to go to the bathroom. They cannot do this, and they cannot do certain things. They definitely cannot feed themselves. And with the added key of dementia, they are not always able to tell you that their blood sugar has dropped or that they're not feeling good, so maybe their sugar has dropped or anything like that. So you have to be very vigilant. And I noticed that with my ability to come in and stay and take help with the caregiving of my father, that it was a big burden lifted off of her, because if she was gone, I was here. I was laid off from my position in California. And then when I came here, I decided to start working at home so I could help my parents, and yet I could still make a living. And that has it in itself its challenges, the being able to focus, especially when there's family around that they don't have a lot of understanding that there are certain boundaries you need to respect in order to for a person to be productive. But I realized that there was a big weight lifted just from the presence of being here. And then obviously with the presence of being to take over certain things at a given time. And taking responsibility for other things that, that my mother had to take care of as a result of her being in charge. So it was, in a way, it was an experience of coming back and being able to help out was a positive thing. And through this entire process, it's now been about 7 years. Through this entire process, I realized how spiritually enlightening and how spiritually growing and how spiritually humbling it is to help to take care of someone else. And for that, I have to applaud to all those mothers out there who have children, because obviously the situation's not the same. However, it is a big responsibility for parents to take on the responsibility of some other person's life and help to raise them and take care of them and nurture them and love them and try to make and help them to become beautiful, beautiful, divine human beings that they are, and help them to recognize those beautiful gifts and traits that that each one of us has from birth. So taking care of an adult's a little bit different, but having to change someone's diaper, an adult, you see how humbling it is to realize that while we do have control of a lot of things in our lives, there are some things, for whatever reason, that we choose that we may not always accept, or that we may not necessarily enjoy, or that we may not necessarily like when we actually have them occur in our lives. It might be part of the plan that we put in process for our life. That doesn't mean we necessarily always like those plans when we actually have to go through the process. And I truly believe that the angels in the hierarchies of light that assist us in so many ways on our daily life and through prayer and through meditation, they understand a lot of the difficulty of being born into human incarnation and to be incarnated into a body, being a limited being, constrained into a limited host, temple, body, whatever you want to call it. It's like taking the ocean and putting it into a glass of water. Truthfully, in a way, that's exactly what it is. Or a universal sea of energy and putting it into a glass of water. The larger you can imagine, the more the constrained it is when you try to take an infinite being and put it into a very limited. Fortunately, the good side of it is that it's only very, very temporary. For an infinite being, endless, limitless being, without no time or space, a few years, 100 years, 110 years is not a lot in the millions and trillions and quadrillions of years that an infinite being lives, or exists would be a better term. So the process of living with my father and also living with my mother, because in some ways she helps with the caregiving, no question about that. At the same time, there's certain aspects of her that need to be also cared for and taken care of as well. And attention needs to be given, because it's all about a relationship at all levels. When you're living with people, when you're working with people, when you're interacting with people, it's all about relationships. And we decide how we're going to react or respond at that level. Again, it's such an opportunity for growth, because there were so many moments. I said a couple of times, I think on this show or more maybe, that 2012 was one of the hardest years of my entire life. And the reason was that my father was in the hospital about six times within a 3 or 4 month period. And within those, out of those 3-4 month period, two of those months, up to four more, I also had to care for both parents because my mother had knee replacement surgery. And my goodness, it is incredible how difficult it can be when you have to take care of two people. And especially my dad was more placid in his state because he had been like that for a little while. But you had to take care of, he developed a terrible reaction and had a lot of itching and little blisters coming up. And then he would scratch those because it was itchy. And then, you know, he, through two parts of his body, he had all these open sores and open wounds. And he just kept scratching and he wouldn't stop, because it's very easy to say, stop scratching. Don't scratch yourself. You're going to hurt yourself. But another thing is be itching and needing to scratch yourself. It's like something is eating you alive in a way. It's like something is eating your skin alive. So taking care of that, bathing him 2 to 3 times a day, in other words, cleaning him whenever there was a change required, but not just changing the diaper. It was about cleaning the entire body, applying new creams. One of the things we used was, which was powerful for it, was obviously there was medication for the itching. Finally, after 2 or 3 times in the hospital, we finally put our foot down and we said, doctors, you control the itching or he stays here until you do. And you know, when you talk like that to a doctor, then they better listen, because in reality, you decide whether a person stays in the hospital or not, whether they need additional care or not. And so they finally decided to give him a medication that would help with the itching. And then we used Caladryl. At first, we used the regular kind, which is the pink, but it's really, really, really messy, especially for a person who's in bed. So a better option is the clear gel version, which is wonderful. And we used it we still use it today, actually. And we were applying it regularly so that he could control the itching, and that gradually, after about 1 or 2 months, the itching was under control, no problem. And gradually the body, the healing process of the skin began to clear. And so we learned so much about types of bandages based on what he had and which are the best. Some of them were very, very expensive bandages, but they were worth every penny, because they helped so much preventing infections and getting in a worse condition. So, but then on top of that was another person who had knee replacement surgery and who was very independent and who was very used to doing her thing. And now she's, you know, all of a sudden constrained to sitting down and needing help for almost everything. So, you know, it's interesting. We don't adapt too well. We take so many things for granted. We do not realize how much of a blessing it is just to be able to walk to the restroom, even if it's very slow. I mean, at least my mother could do that, you know? And it was a lot of work involved just in that part of the process, in the sense that having to clean someone takes its time, you know? It's time consuming, and you have to, it needs to be done, and you have to do it several times. So, but it's also a feeling for the person who's going through this. It's a feeling of losing control of their life. Losing control that they no longer can do the normal things, that they're no longer part of a society that performs a task, and that's a useful human being performing a specific role within our society. And you actually have to go through the process of suffering an illness, or having someone close to you suffer an illness and that you see on a daily basis, to fully grasp the changes in the psyche of a person and see them transformed into different parts of the personality which you never saw before. There's a level of resentment even to the caregiver, because they feel, they resent the fact that you can do what they were able to do before and they no longer can do that. Now, with my mom, she knew it was for a limited amount of time, hopefully. I mean, there's always a chance that the healing doesn't go well, or the replacement doesn't go well. But in all the ways possible, my mother's recuperation based on the doctors and nurses was beyond anything of the normal person, considering her weight and considering her age. We won't say how old she was because I don't think she would appreciate that. But, you know, she's quite out there. And, you know, finding herself unable to do these things, she was recuperating well. She was able to walk the day after the surgery. She was able to do twice the amount of stuff that a normal person, much smaller and thinner, could possibly do. So she was over, because one of the reasons, well, the doctors didn't want to do surgery because of the fact that, you know, she was too heavy. Well, she recuperated better than people who were not heavy at all, who were just right. And so one of the things they kept telling her, she was a risk because of the weight, she wouldn't be able to walk. It would take her twice as long, blah, 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 blah. Well, again, everything really depends on the power of the will and the power of the person and the state of mind. And so, again, that's another learning lesson. Anything you desire can be accomplished when you put the right attitude and mind and an action forward to accomplish exactly that. So for me, it was an incredible learning period. And most important, I learned that we are less limited than we think at the physical level. When we can learn to connect with the powerhouse that we are inside, when we can meditate, when we can connect on the strength that is within us, when we touch on the divine essence that we are, when we get a glimpse of the reflection of the beauty of who we are, then we can see that we are infinite beings and that we really truly have very little limitations within our physical body. And the proof of that are people who throughout history have done things that are considered miraculous, impossible, holy, and more titles to make humanity think that we as spiritual beings cannot normally accomplish that. Well, that is hogwash. We as individual human beings have the same abilities that our divine self possesses. We need to just acknowledge it, believe it, and apply it. And we can. There are people who can biolocate. There are people who can levitate. There are people who can project themselves. There are people who can see beyond the physical. There are people who can connect to the other side. There are people who are in communion with the angels. There are people who are in communion with God. This and all these things you, I can do by simply setting the intent and putting into action to accomplish that. What kind of action? Well, I'll tell you, it's very simple. It's connecting with the self through meditation, through prayer. Prayer is a form of meditation. The only issue sometimes with prayer is that we are so focused on repeating something or talking instead of listening. Meditation oftentimes takes the talking out, the physical talking, the physical noise, and creates within a sanctuary. That's why I called my workshop Sanctuary, because you are going within to that holy, sacred space within that is connected to all that is multidimensional, that is limitless, that it's infinite, that's divine. You are connecting with that part of yourself. And you are transcending the physical limitations. Because in truth, we are not limited. In truth, physicality is just an illusion. It's just a haze we're involved in for a period of time. It's an absence of our awareness for a period of time. It's like losing memory for a second of who we are. It's forgetting, in a way, who we truly are. And that is possibly the greatest harm that it does to us. It takes us away from knowing ourselves. Meditation allows for two very important things in our life. And those two important things transform who we are, what we do, how we think, and everything else around us. Like Byron Katie says, in order for the world to change, you change. And when you change, the world has no choice but to change with you. So when you change, when you recognize who you are, then the world is changed to reflect the divine within. And it's very, very powerful. It's very powerful to connect. So that's one aspect. One aspect of meditation is to know the self. And there's a passage in the Bible of the Gospel of Thomas, which in where Jesus states that if you know the self is to transcend the world and never to be limited by it. Grasp that for a minute. Let me repeat it one more time. Think about what these words mean. Try to absorb what this concept entails. Very simple concept, very powerful concept at the same time, and very deep in meaning, significance, and in most of all in awareness. That to know the self, Jesus says, to know the self is to transcend the world, to be above it, to overcome it. Because when you understand that you are a multidimensional being, and that's really how you function, that's why my website indicated multidimensional functioning. Because when you have multidimensional awareness, you can function at no other level but the multidimensional. There's a certain level of awareness that allows you to tune into people around you. There's a certain understanding, knowing about everything around you. All you have to do is bring a question to mind, and somehow the answer is manifested to you through someone's comment, through something you see, through something you read, through observation of something. All of these things are aspects of multidimensional ways of getting your information, multidimensional ways, so more than one dimension. We are multidimensional beings living a one-dimensional, or I should say fourth-dimensional existence. We're now transcending up to a fourth-dimensional existence, and this is extremely powerful for understanding who we are. So step two keys to the spiritual growth is, one, knowing who you are. What's the second? The second is equally important. And that is through the divine of connecting with knowing yourself and being aware that you become a multidimensional being and going through that process of gradually getting to know yourself, who you truly are, not who society tells you you are, not who society convinced you need to be, not who society confines you, because believe it or not, our educational system, our work environment, and even our society wants to make us fit into a square peg, wants us to think inside the box. And even though there's a lot of talk of thinking outside the box from a creative and functional and even dimensional perspective, it's not from a spiritual perspective at those same levels. So when society is able to function at the multidimensional level, it does not confine you to a box or a square peg. It allows you to fit in where you are and by the purpose of your main goal and ultimate divine direction in the world and in the universe and wherever we exist as multidimensional beings. So that's one. And through that, the second one develops, and that is to know the Creator or God, however you want to call it. Now, I want to specify that when I talk about God, I'm not talking about an old man sitting on a throne. I'm not talking about a young man sitting on a throne. I'm not talking about energy sitting on a throne. I'm not talking about vibration. I'm not talking about music. I'm talking about all those things compressed into one. But God to me is not a form of a being. That's trying to fit God into a square peg. It's trying to fit God into the box. God does not fit in the box, people. He might permeate through the box. He might permeate through the square peg, but he is not contained within it. He is not confined to it. You cannot take an infinite, limitless being and confine it. You cannot. It's an illusion, and that's the illusion we live in, what we call reality. Hilarious, isn't it, if you think about it? We live in an illusion, and we call it reality, and we consider the world of spirit to be not real, to be paranormal, when in reality, that is what is normal. That is our true nature. Humorous, right? And by knowing God and knowing the greatness of God, and through the teachings of Christ, and through the teachings of other wonderful prophets and teachers, through the teachings of Jesus specifically, who talks a lot about the Father, and that was the image and the way he was able to relate the concept of God. Again, how can you explain an infinite, limitless being to limited beings or beings that consider themselves limited? It's very hard. You have to try to bring it to some degree into their level of understanding. In the same way that you teach math to a small child, you have to start at the very beginning, and you start by the simplest aspects of math. You cannot, I mean, there are exceptions, of course, but you cannot really teach a small child who hasn't learned addition, subtraction, cannot teach them complex formulas, quantum physics or quantum math or any of that, all right? So Christ tried to bring that concept into being by talking about God. And what a magnificent being, what a miraculous, powerful being he was. And when we are able to understand the power of who we are, the divinity, we realize that being a reflection and being made in the image, take that a step further, and then it allows you to connect with the God consciousness. And by experiencing the God consciousness, you're able to understand more and more and connect with and develop a relationship with the God and the creators, the divine force of all that is, the ultimate force. We are forces in the universe and beyond the universe. And then the creative force is beyond that. And this creative force designs and organizes all the ultimate creator. We are the creation. We are not the creator. We have creation and creator capabilities when the creator designed and determined who we were. However, there's a distinction that I like to keep in mind between the creation and the creator, and they are not the same. All right, so taking this into account and understanding the divinity of who we are allows us to help keep perspective when our circumstances are not always pleasant, when things seem to get a little bit out of hand. And also it helps us because not everything, especially those of us who are dedicated to spirituality, not all the going is easy. And the reason is because through the going, through the action, we grow. And through the growing, we let go of that which does not serve us as the negativity, the limitations. Little by little, we overcome each limitation, level by level, much like an onion. So we go from one level to another, to another, to another, to another. The house of many mansions within, and the house of many mansions without, and the house of many mansions all around. Now, we have a few minutes left still in the program, and I'd like to spend that time to do a special kind of meditation. This is a meditation we have not done before, and it's a very beautiful meditation because it allows us to take a moment and relax, to let go of the world, and to go within. This meditation is going to contain a relaxation aspect, a little more detail than the regular meditations I've taught because those had a different focus. And the purpose of this one is to release stress through the relaxation of the physical body. And it's important for the body. And the more you do this for a while, the more the body begins to recognize that state. And once at one point, it becomes automatic. Just thinking about the word relax, the state is automatically takes place because the body knows and relates to and associates with that state. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to walk you through the going into meditative state, and we're going to go to do it with the 3-to-1 method this time. And from there, I'm going to ask you to project. We're going to do a relaxation of the physical body, and then I'm going to ask you to project and think about this for a moment. Where do you feel the most relaxed? For me, for example, I feel very relaxed at the beach. I love laying in the sun, feeling the sand under me with a nice towel, of course, otherwise it gets all over the place, and then feel the coolness of the breeze and, you know, just go in and get a nice cool dip into the water and come and lay down and feel the warmth of the sun penetrating my every cell, healing, nurturing, giving life, energy, force to my being and healing, because sun in some aspects is a healing medium. We need light, we need sunlight to live. All right, so let's go and do that because we have a few minutes. And sit in a comfortable position. I recommend sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. However, if you prefer to lie down, just make sure you don't fall asleep or focus on my voice so that you can follow the meditation. So take a deep breath. And as you exhale, release all tensions and ligament pressures, any stress, discomfort from any part of your body that gets your attention. And say the number 3 mentally. 1, 3, 3, 3. Take another deep breath, and as you inhale, breathe in peace, calm, relax, balance. As you exhale, release all tensions, all ligament pressures. And mentally repeat the number 2, 2, 2. Take another deep breath, and as you inhale, relax, go deeper into a healthier state of mind. And as you exhale, release anything that prevents you from being in that state. And mentally visualize and repeat the number 3 times. Relax and go deeper. Being relaxed is a healthy state of being. In this state, your body fully recuperates and heals. I'm going to ask you to imagine a beam of light at the top of your scalp. Feel it, you'll feel a tingling sensation, a feeling of warmth caused by circulation, which indicates that your scalp is completely relaxed. Relax and go deeper. Now feel the beam of blue and white light move down to your forehead, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of the body. Feel the beam moving down to the eyes and eyelids, relaxing, soothing, healing. Feel the beam of blue and white light moving down through the face, relaxing, soothing this part of the body, penetrating all the way to the quantum level, beyond the cellular level, moving deeper and deeper within at all levels of this part of your body. Feel the beam of blue and white light moving down the throat and neck area, relaxing, soothing, healing. Feel as if gentle hands are massaging your neck and shoulders. Feel all the stress released and drained from this part of the body. Feel as if gentle hands are massaging the neck and especially the shoulder areas, releasing all pressure, all tension, all stress. It's a wonderful feeling to be completely relaxed. Feel the beam of blue and white light penetrate at the cellular, subatomic, and quantum levels, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of your body. Feel the beam of blue and white light moving down through the upper arms, through the elbows, lower arms, wrists, through the hands, all the way to the tips of your fingers, relaxing, soothing, and healing. It's a wonderful feeling to be completely relaxed, a healthier state of being. Now feel the beam of blue and white light moving back to the neck and shoulders. Again, focus on the neck and shoulders, relaxing, soothing, healing, and massaging this part of the body. Feel the beam of blue and white light moving down to your chest and upper back, penetrating through all the tissue, the bone, all the way to the cellular level, subatomic level, and quantum level. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down to stomach and middle back, relaxing, soothing, and healing. And feel it moving down to the stomach and lower back, penetrating deep within, healing, soothing, relaxing, going deeper and deeper into a healthier state of being. Feel the beam of blue and white light moving down the thighs, penetrating within to the cellular, subatomic, and quantum levels, moving down to the knees, through the calves, into the ankles, all the way through the feet to the tips of your toes, relaxing, soothing, healing. What a wonderful feeling to be completely relaxed. It is a healthier state of being, a state where your body has the opportunity to generate, to heal, and to calm, to feel the sanctuary of divinity within, turning back into the normal vibration of who you are, the normal heartbeat of the soul, of the divine essence that you are. Now, at the count of three, I'm going to snap my fingers. I'm going to ask you to project yourself mentally to an ideal place of relaxation, whether it be a beach, a mountain, a park, a green area, wherever you feel that you relax the most. Allow yourself to project yourself to that place. And for those of you who may not have a thought, I will guide you through a beautiful way of doing this relaxing. One, two, three. Project yourself to your ideal place of relaxation. And if you have not found a place already, allow yourself to feel the grass fresh, green, soft beneath your feet. And you hear the gentle wind blowing, moving the leaves, rustling the trees. And right around the corner, you hear water falling, very gentle. And you walk, you make your way to that waterfall. Relax. Go deeper. And allow yourself to stand in this gentle sprinkling of water that's falling from the rocks above, gently falling on your scalp, penetrating within, gently massaging your scalp. And feel as the water runs down your eyes, eyelids, the forehead, the face. Feel it going down through the throat area, the neck area, through the shoulders, penetrating within. There's no limit since this is working at the quantum level. Feel it running down your arms to the hands, through the chest, down to the stomach, middle back, upper back, lower back, and stomach area, and abdominal area. Soothing, healing, relaxing any part of the body. Flowing down through the thighs, knees, calves, ankles, through the feet all the way to the tips of your fingers. Just feel the water gently flowing and moving, releasing all that is unnecessary in this wonderful divine state that you are. Feel it as it flows down through your skin, penetrating into the energy level. Feel its vibration healing and bringing your vibration within the divine vibration of the universe, of the infinite, limitless universe where the divine presence, the ultimate divine presence exists. Allow yourself to experience this for just one moment. Into perfect synchronized balance, energy, rhythm, focus. You are a divine being made in the image of the divine, the ultimate divine. You have greater understanding, compassion, kindness, wisdom, and light. And from this state, you function at that level. It is the multidimensional level, and this is so. Relax, go deeper into a healthier state of mind that transcends space-time, that transcends dimensions. I'm going to count now from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better, better, and better, and more relaxed than before. 1, 2, coming out slowly. At the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, fully relaxed, going deeper and deeper into a healthier state of being. 3, coming out slowly, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine, in perfect health, feeling perfectly relaxed, perfectly synchronized, and perfect balance, perfect harmony with your divine, and this is so. All right, we have about a minute more to go in the show, and I wanted to thank you for joining us. Please join us again next week, where we will talk about the different levels of spirituality and the progress and some of the misconceptions we have about what spirituality is and our experiences of spirituality, our misconceptions, and the reality of the spiritual progress, okay? The different levels we'll be touching on and what it can be expected at each of those levels. So wishing you, hope this meditation helped you. Recall that all you have to do is put yourself into this state and allow yourself, you don't have to use the same exact words, but basically visualize that blue and white beam flowing through, allow the water to run through, and you'll experience this. And as you do it more and more often, guess what? It'll just become more natural because your body becomes more attuned and more aware of the way it functions at that level. Wishing you a blessed, blessed 2 weeks. See you next time and have a wonderful, wonderful life.